It's time, Admiral.
Kai opened her eyes to the smell of breakfast.
Time.
They would be dropping out of FTL into Nexus system in 45 minutes. Most of the crew would have been up just a half hour longer. She had insisted on arriving rested at peak because the most dangerous time was that downjump insertion. They had no way of knowing where Turek was, how he had arranged his fleet, or even if Nexus still existed. Now she rolled out of bed, her implant picking up the timing and bringing her to full alertness.
Shower, dress, eat.
She was in the CCC, in her seat, 15 minutes before transition, feeling the knot in her stomach familiar from every downjump transition. Had the drives functioned properly? Were they reasonably close to where they meant to be? Familiar, yet always a little different, because no one could see past the wall of uncertainty. Here, where they came into an inhabited, busy system, but not at its mapped jump point, and into the near certainty of hostility, the uncertainty reached unity.
30-second warning. All personnel take down jump precautions. Weapons hot. Confirm all stations.
Kai's display showed the confirming blinks from each of Vanguard 2's weapon stations. She, like others in the CCC, wore her protective suit, helmet in ready position on its mounting rack.
15-second warning. Scan positions ready.
Screens flicked from clean blue or green to the swirling multicolored hash that was all scan provided in FTL flight. From across the CCC, Pitt gave Kai a thumbs up.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Kai five, checked all her hookups again and lowered the command canopy.
2, 1. Down jump transition. Successful.
Kai let out a breath she didn't realize she'd been holding. Scan looked dark, which was good, with wobbly streaks of light. Down jump turbulence.
Ansible contact, Admiral.
Patch it. Kai listened as the 5 Forerunner ships, Ransom and 4 other fast, smaller ships, reported in and transferred clearer scan data to Vanguard and the others in that formation. Red blurs sprang up on the displays. Enemy ships, weapons hot, their positions inexact, shown by fuzzy ovals. Smaller green blurs, ISC and Nexus defense ships, many fewer of them.
System Ansible in operation. Third formation down jump successful. Ship Ansible contact confirmed.
That from the bridge, but she could see it on the CCC screens as well. Moment by moment, their movement and the decrease in down jump turbulence combined to produce better data, more accurate positions. Kai had tried to come in well off the ecliptic, avoiding the big rocks and the most traveled traffic lanes. But even with good charts, that was difficult to do when not using mapped routes. They were only 11 degrees off, not the 17 she'd tried for, but they looked to be a comfortable 3 light hours from any of the enemy icons, or where the enemy had been when those images reached them. Ships had drifted out of alignment during the days in FTL flight. Kai listened as the group commanders chivied them back into place and locked their chronometers.
Scouts 2, formations, primary 5.
The battle plan had defined concentric spheres around Nexus and its primary, with jump maneuvers to shift from one to another. First, the scouts, Ransom, Yamini, and the others, micro-jumped into place fairly close in. The second sphere, and then the fleet, the tiny fleet compared to Turek's, split up, micro-jumped to form a vast globe 8 light hours across, centered on Nexus's sun. From there, each jumped out another light hour.
That should confuse somebody. We came, we danced around, ran away.
He's not gonna think we ran away, but his scan techs will be struggling. Ah! Here comes something we want.
Scan data relayed from the scout ships began to come in, data only a few minutes old.
He's changed his formations. It looks like clusters.
If he doesn't have enough Ansibles, he'll cluster for command and control. If we can figure out which of them has the Ansible, how many clusters do you think?
I can't tell yet.
They've knocked out one system Ansible platform. Nexus has... had... 6. There have been missile launches at the planet itself, apparently targeting urban areas. They've already knocked out a couple of satellites. Minimal damage so far on planet, but one of the orbital stations has heavy damage.
Kai imagined terrified civilians on the orbital station. There would be families, not just adult workers. Fires, decompression, death. She pushed that aside.
There are boosters all over the place, so communication's really good. But collisions are taking out the boosters. I'm in contact with an ISC admiral. 2 second light lag. He's just squirted me some data. You'll want... Oh, damn. They've hit the main ISC formation near Platform 2.
Kai left analysis of the data squirt to the techs for the time being and directed her ships outsun of Platform 2 to micro-jump in and engage the 10 enemy ships that had just savaged the ISC formation. Ransom, the nearest of her scout ships, provided current position data on the enemy. Victor and Guardian, two of the new Moray heavy cruisers, and three lighter craft, caught the enemy clusters in the flank. Two converted merchanters blew at once. The stolen military craft returned fire that splashed off shields without causing damage.
They're converging on the fight, just as you thought they might.
Holson 3, execute back door.
Her third formation, high above the ecliptic, was best placed to run up the rear of Turek's massive fleet. She watched as they micro-jumped into position and struck. The rear clusters of Turek's fleet disintegrated as captains micro-jumped their ships into diverging vectors.
Bissonnet 2, disengage. Number 4, rabbit hunt.
Formation 4 consisted of the boldest of the privateers, those who had been most impatient with Kai's planning sessions. Termagant blinked off-screen at once, reappearing briefly as Merced popped out to fire at one of the scattered ships, then jumped back out. That ship's shields flared but did not give. Polygony, on a slightly different vector, was a precise 2 seconds behind and hit the same ship. This time its shields did go and apparently damaged its in-space drive. As it drifted past the moon of Nexus 1, one of the fixed installations there blew it to bits. Once, Ransom's Rangers would have been among these, but not anymore. Teddy Ransom was exactly where Kai had asked him to be, on station and staying out of trouble. Now she contacted him directly.
Watch the clusters reform. Maybe we can figure out which ships have the Ansibles so we can target those.
They're splitting. Looks like 5 separate formations, dispersing. They may be coming after you.
They shouldn't have us yet. Have you located their observer?
No, haven't had time. They may have somebody far enough out to give a real-time position on one of our formations.
We're jumping to Ring 3.
Just as she gave the order to the fleet, Yamini reported the disappearance of most of Turek's ships. Vanguard 2 and the others reappeared closer in. If Turek's stealthed observer had reported their true position, he would have overjumped them and been 9 hours out, and probably furious. The ships Turek had left behind still seemed intent on attacking Platform 2.
Somebody's gotten stubborn. Or there's something about that Ansible platform that we don't understand.
Or it's a trap. They'd sure like to lure you into showing the size of your whole force.
That too. Ransom, Yamini, see anything?
It's the platform closest to the primary map point. Entry to the usual inbound lane. Fixed defenses along the lane.
I bet they want to mine the jump point. They don't want a functioning Ansible there, able to tell someone where the mines are.
They may be laying mines now.
Kai looked at the various readouts.
Well, we don't want them blowing that platform. There's what, 3,000 or 4,000 people on it? Angel Hair, Green Eyes, Hawkwing, and Gaiden, you need to get them away from that platform. If you run into mine drifts, call on Bluebells.
Her two minesweepers were far in reserve, but to save a platform, she'd risk them. Platform 2 was far enough from her observers that Kai had to depend on reports from the attack force. She would not get lightspeed reports for several hours, but Turek's ships jumped out the instant her ships appeared on their screens. Angel Hair had programmed to fire immediately out of jump, and those missiles sped away, part of the dangerous debris of a space battle. The other ships withheld fire and quickly returned to their stations.
Oh, I was afraid they wouldn't stay stupid. And that bunch coordinated very well. I wonder if he left ships that all had Ansibles.
20 ships, 6 clusters near Platform 3.
Formation 5.
Turek had plenty of ships for a strong attack on each platform if he chose, and it was his habit to knock out Ansible communication first. Kai wondered why he wasn't doing it that way. She watched scan from Kobani, the nearest observer ship, to Platform 3. A 10-minute delay was better than hours, but still too long for planning. The enemy appeared suddenly on scan, along with flares from the platform's defensive weaponry. Enemy weapons detonated on the platform's shields. The clusters moved as one, but independent of other clusters. Then their Formation 5 appeared, and scan data for the exchange went current. Tobedos Yards was so right putting in all those extra screens. The Moray liaison grinned. On the old Vanguard, they'd lacked the capacity to display data from separate scan inputs, let alone integrate them with the right time delays. The ships exchanged fire, Turek force proving slightly less accurate, but all shields were flaring. The Platform 3 Ansible suddenly went off. Possibly debris damage, possibly something else. But there were still people to protect.
Another attack group, Platform 4.
Kai sent her third formation after it, and looked at what she had left. She had lost only one ship so far, the privateer Lady Gina. But the smaller Moray ships, Roths and Kyle, had taken damage. With the numerical advantage Turek had, the damage she'd inflicted so far merely nibbled at his force's strength.
We'd better be very smart mosquitoes.
She was unaware she'd spoken aloud until several people turned to look at her.
Dancing with the bear, people. It'll take us a while to suck him dry, so we'd better be really smart.
Any idea when the Slaughter Key contingent will arrive?
Any time now would be good. But no, I don't know.
Kai looked at the chronometer. Hours had passed that felt like crowded minutes. She didn't feel tired yet, but the time would come. And more for her force than Turek's. When exhaustion would slow reflexes, perhaps fatally. Turek could send part of his force out far enough to be safe and rest them, and still keep hers busy trying to protect the critical targets.
Ansible contact from Cascadia for the commanding officer. Does the Admiral want it?
I'll take it.
It was too late for the Moscow government to send help. Even if they were willing, by the time they arrived, the battle would be over, one way or the other. She could, however, tell them what was going on. But instead of someone in Moscow defense, it was Stella's voice. Kai had an instant to wonder how furious Stella would be.
Kai, thanks for having Grace tell me about you. You need to know that Moray didn't tell Moscow about Turek's target until after you'd confirmed it. And then they dithered a day or so there are Moscow ships on the way, should be arriving any time.
Why are you telling me instead of Moscow's military?
Kai only realized, once it was out of her mouth, how ungracious that sounded.
Because I had to hear your voice for myself. But don't let me interrupt your day.
Battle. So far, it's more battle than day.
You're fighting now? I thought you'd go in and wait for the others to show up.
Nothing so civilized. Turek was over 8 hours ahead of us. We arrived in a mess, and it's not improving much. Any specifics on when those Moscow ships might arrive, and what their IDs are?
No.
And I'm afraid I have to go, Stella. We're outnumbered more than 3-1.
Vada forever.
Kai shook her head. Stella was the perfect CEO for the new Vada. She couldn't see beyond it. She put Stella out of her mind. She had more immediate problems. Graphic displays kept her apprised of the weapon status of all her ships, individually and in the formations as a whole. She told her captains to fire only on ideal solutions, but given the reality of battle, hitting a target with every missile was impossible. Now, 20% of her ships had expended 30% or more of their load. Half of those were privateers, which didn't have the capacity of the military ships, but it was time to pull them back. Her transports, 10 light hours out, had additional munitions, but reloading in space, in combat conditions, defined highly risky. Especially if Turek figured out where ships that disappeared for a few hours were.
Termagant, you're running low. Take a break.
Kai could depend on Merced to make the transfer as fast as possible. The woman was almost as bold as Ransom had been, and that without a romantic attitude.
We could fight a little longer.
I know that, but then you'd have to go, possibly right when you're most needed. Go.
Next, the enemy could probably figure out where her spotters were, at least their distance from Nexus 2, if not their exact location. Kai ordered them out to see if they could find where Turek had taken the bulk of his fleet. It wasn't showing up on her scan yet, and it had been an hour. Then she switched to one of the alternative plans she and her staff had come up with, in case of just this situation. If Turek repeatedly sent in multiple small but substantial attack groups to diverse targets. Contact with the in-system defense forces had been sporadic, handled captain to captain as ships came close enough for light-speed communications. As the booster units were knocked out by debris and collision with ships or weapons, as the Ansible platforms one by one went out of service, the possibility of organized communication and action faded. A 20-ship contingent of Turek's force appeared at low orbital distance above Nexus 2 and launched a missile attack on the planet.
Light cruisers and above only. Mass issues. If we take the heavies in, we can't jump out at that distance. Heavies, stay out at jump radius.
Vanguard 2 shifted this time, with six other Moray heavy cruisers, in the hope of pinning the enemy in the gravity well. Her smaller ships were pounding Turex, but not breaching the shields with missiles. Kai ordered her ships to switch to beam weapons.